my salary will be the same. As of about 4 years ago, my salary will always be the same as long as I manage the Detroit Tigers. A few years ago, they gave me, I had asked for something, which they gave me, and I said, well, if you give me that, I'll manage for the same thing for the rest of my career here. So that was not an issue. It was just a matter of making sure that, you know, number one, that you want to feel like you're wanted back, which, you know, I'm convinced that I am. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, it was the right thing for me. So David said something, I think, in the press not too long ago that I was welcome back. And I had indicated to everybody most all year that I wanted to manage. So, but it just wasn't the right time. I thought everybody, including you guys, really, and I thank you for it, did a good job of not talking about it very much. And it did not become a distraction. And I'm really happy the way it worked out.
Was that an important part for you, for it not to be a distraction during the playoff
run? Yeah, I just, you know, the manager shouldn't be the focus of attention when you're trying to win a pennant or, you know, go into a playoff and try to win playoff games and everything. That should not be an issue. I really didn't want the players being bugged about it. And like I said, I thank you guys for really not bugging them about it, because it didn't seem to be too much of an issue. And I thought, it came out really clean. It's 1 year, which is all I've wanted, and I'm sure that's all they want to do, so it works out really good. That's what the status is. I'm going to be here in 2013, and, you know, we'll take it from there.
Who convinced you, and what was said to you that convinced you that they wanted you to stay?
Well, I had a conversation with Dave not too long ago, and I think the other thing that I think about all the time, you got to be careful when you start to win and it looks like, you know, you win the division, and all that, you don't want to make some type of emotional decision, whether you're them or me. And, but, you know, Dave told me that they absolutely wanted me, that Mr. Ilitch absolutely wanted me. And then it was kind of in my court. And, you know, I thought long and hard about it. I wanted to manage, but I did think long and hard about it, because I just, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, that I was going to be doing everything that you need to do to continue to keep this club headed in the right direction. And, you know, I feel good. I know I look old, but I feel great. You know, I think I got a good rapport with the players. I got a lot of energy. And I see no reason why not to do this next year. So, I mean, some people will probably be happy. I know a lot of people I've seen this morning are happy about it. But I'm sure there's some that, you know, probably Tom in Royal Oak isn't too happy right now, but that's okay. That's just the way it goes, you know. So I'm sorry, Tom, but I'm back.
How much of that is for you? I mean, that you have the energy and that you want to continue doing it. I mean,
I feel good. I mean, I do. Knock on wood. I smoke too much, but hopefully I don't have any health problems. I feel good. I got good energy. I like the players. I like the game. What motivates me is the competition. That's what motivates me. I mean, we just beat the New York Yankees 4 straight. That does wonders for your ticker. You know, we just lost 4 straight to San Francisco. That doesn't help it, so it kind of balanced everything out. But, you know, I love it. I do. And I'm just not ready to give it up just yet. But and like I said, when the moment comes, believe me, they won't have to tell me to go. Because I won't do it anymore. I will not go to work if I don't feel I can give Mr. Ilitch everything I got. And I think I've done that, for better or for worse, I've done that. There's been no question about that. I've worked hard, I've given everything I got, it hadn't always been good enough, but I've never cheated him out of a day's work.
Hey Jim, Dave Dombrowski was saying that there's been discussions about the responsibility changes with the coaches. Do you expect everything to be the same coming back next year?
All the coaches are going to be back next year, but there could be a situation where we may redirect a couple things. But I'm not really ready to expound on that just yet. But I think there's a possibility that we could rearrange the furniture just a little bit. But everybody's going to be back.
How about the aspect of having thick skin? Dave just talked about you needing to have thick skin, almost even more so nowadays, because all the criticism is so easy for everybody to see. Is there ever a point where that weighs on you?
You know what? I've said this 1,000 times. When you have passionate fans like we have, there's going to be criticism. There's always the guy that could do it better. There's always the guy that knows better than the teacher, knows better than the principal, knows better than the coach, knows better than the manager, even once in a while knows better than the newscaster or the writers. So, I mean, you just live with that. That's just the way it is. And, you know, we took some beating this year. You know what? Some of it we deserved. I don't have any problem with that. You know, like I said, unless you really get mean about it, There's nothing wrong with second-guessing a manager and calling him an old man and telling him he doesn't know what he's doing with the line. There's not anything wrong with that. That's just frustration because the Tigers lost four in a row. And you know what? Life is life. Some people don't like me. They look at me. You know, I'm bald. I got scars on my face. I'm not too pretty. They just don't like me. That's okay. I've looked at people like that, too. There's some people I don't like. But you know what? That's life. It's not a big deal. You know, I learned a long time ago, one of my first bosses as a major league manager told me, if you don't like somebody, don't look at them. Because they're going to piss you off if you do. So don't look at them. But that's just life. I mean, so there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some people want a new manager. I don't blame them. I understand that. Some people are glad I'm coming back. I think for the most part, everybody I run into is, they're really happy I'm coming back.
Did you come close to saying no to not coming back at all?
No, I came close to just making sure that I thought everything out. Like I said, I'm an emotional person. I did not want to make an emotional decision. You know, like I said, it's not a time for sentiment. You want to say, you know, are you fit to do the job? Can you do the job? Can you give them everything? Can you give the players everything they need to get? You know, can you do that physically and mentally? And my answer was yes. So, why not?
Emotionally, where are you after losing four straight to the Giants in the World Series? Was that difficult? How tough was that? And
you know what?
Did that play into your decision of wanting to come back and do
this? Like I said, I'm tired. You know, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. Like I told you before, you show me a manager that looks really good at the end of the season, I'll show you guys didn't do a very good job. So I'm tired. And I'm ready to get away from it. And you know what? I'm good at getting away from it. I'm going to go. I mean, this is unbelievable. I'm staying in Detroit till probably tomorrow or Thursday. I'm going to Perrysburg, Ohio, which is 60 miles south, because I am having my 50th class reunion Friday night in Perrysburg, Ohio. And Katie told me, instead of driving all the way back to Pittsburgh and then driving all the way back to Perrysburg, why don't you just stay, you know, a couple of days. I'm going to go up and stay with my brother in my house where I live, and I'm going to the reunion. I haven't seen some of these people since we graduated. You know, it's going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to it. So, you know, I'm bald. I'm sure a few of them are bald. Some of them are probably a little heavier than they were. You know, it's going to be interesting. I hope I know everybody. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have a good time. So that's my plan.
Jim, anything you want to say about the players we now know aren't coming back? You know, Rudy, when they're young?
Well, I talked to those guys as much as you could talk to them after a tough loss like we had the other night. You know, I could tell you that I've never had a player that I've had more respect for than Jose Valverde. It broke my heart the way it kind of ended for him because he took some beating, and that's only natural, but because of the circumstances. But he was one of the best teammates I've ever managed. And I think that, you know, I want to make sure I say that because I mean that sincerely. So, and you know, Delman did a tremendous job in the postseason. That's kind of a little bit of a no-brainer, I think, as we speak, because we're going to have Victor back. We knew that at the beginning. So, you know, that's always tough, but, you know, there's one way to look at it. They're both free agents, and, you know, baseball's a pretty good situation to be a free agent in. So there'll be opportunities for those guys and probably a pretty nice price tag. So, you know, you don't feel sorry for them, but, you know, I had good relationships with those guys. And like I said, particularly Valverde, I mean, he was tremendous, absolutely tremendous. And just fun to be around and a real pleasant personality. Takes good care of his mom. You know, I mean, a great guy. I'm serious. He's a great guy. And he may, you know, the antics and everything, people think he's probably a little bit different, but he's a tremendous guy. And I'm really going to miss him.
Jim, when you're deciding you want to be back here, how much of the thinking is that you have a good team with a lot of good players and you're going to be a contending team again next year?
Well, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not a guy for a rebuilding job.
Right, right.
So we have an opportunity to do well, but when people start predicting that we'll win the World Series next year and all that already, that's a little foolish. It's not that easy. I think you all saw how hard it was to get where we got this year. We worked awful hard to get there. But it's a great group. It's a great organization. We have everybody knows. I mean, the great ownership that we have. We have a tremendous general manager that knows how to put a team together. So, I mean, if you want to manage a baseball team, where else could you go that would be better than here? I can't think of a place, to be honest with you. And I'm serious. I mean that. There's no better place, in my opinion, there's no better place to manage than here. I mean, how could there be? You get, you know, the financial situation is good. Mr. Ilias is not afraid to go out and get players. Dave Dombrowski knows how to get them. He's not afraid to make a trade. You know, I think I have a pretty good rapport with the guys. So it's really a pretty good situation to be in if you want to manage.